Daniel? Ready? Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's July 24, 2017 City Council meeting. And I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:30. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the City Council and the decisions we make. Now, if you'll join me in a pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and I see that all council members are present. And we'll move to item 1.5, citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council? This is your opportunity to address the council with any issue that you want to bring before us. You have up to 5 minutes. If you do, raise your hand. Yes. If you'd please come forward. Can we do our best to accommodate?
Chief of the IT gadgets.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna go with a cordless mic.
Just wanna hold on to this and speak into that.
Hi, my name's Carolyn Heath. And I'm sorry, Greg, can you see me? But I know what I need to address is, I was stopped from having panhandling, as you guys call it, but people that do it call it flying. I was stopped, but there's men out there still doing it. I would like to know why the men are allowed, but I'm not.
Where were you, Carolyn?
Over there at Walmart. And there's a guy there right now.
And you were stopped by whom?
A police officer. They said that the police chief said that I had to stop.
Okay.
So I don't understand why I'm the only one made to stop when others can do it.
Okay, we're not sure either, chief.
Because that was helping me with my medical expenses, and it was helping me with food. And it was helping me to put aside money so I could do laundry and buy a car. Because I call this my car because I have no other transportation.
Okay. Chief, do you want to maybe address?
Yes, sir, I can respond to that.
Yeah.
We have an aggressive panhandling ordinance, but we also have communicated with Walmart and Taco Bell. Neither of them want panhandlers on their private property. The difficulty is we don't generally drive over there and say, hey, you're panhandling, leave. It's usually we're there because somebody has called us and we've responded to it. Ma'am, I don't even know who you are. I apologize. There's nothing to do with gender, religion, I mean, any of those things. In fact, panhandling is a civil right. It is a First Amendment right. People have a right to conduct panhandling. So I would say at this point, if there's somebody over there, we haven't contacted them, or they're in that area where they may be on the edge between private and public property. I would have to see specifically to be able to address that. But what I can say is we continue to watch to help Walmart and Taco Bell with their wishes and their property interests as we deal with panhandlers there.
Carolyn, does that answer your question?
Yes.
I,
Is there any more, any other questions you have, Carolyn? Okay. All right. Thank you very much for coming tonight.
Guys, I got the answer already.
Okay.
Is it okay if I speak to your assistant?
Sure, sir. Yes. Is there any other citizen input that, okay, seeing none, we'll move to item two, the approval of our agenda tonight. I entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And then we'll move to item three is our consent agenda. I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Make note that there was a special city council meeting and those minutes were approved. Thank you, council. I was out of town. Moving to current business, item 4.1 is the First Avenue Improvement Project. That's the consultant agreement for the construction phase services. And Kurt from Varela.
Mayor and Council, presenting the amendment to the owner engineering agreement for the construction phase services for the First Avenue project. This is the funded elements of the project. Just to give you an update, the design came in $20,000 under the funded amount. And the proposed amount that you have in front of you is about $12,000 under the funding amount. And those are T&E items, so not to exceed the value of $177,069. There's a conditional award via the last council meeting. We're waiting for concurrence from TIB to go forward with the award process. We're scheduling the pre-con probably for next week. We've had discussions with the contractor and they're ready and waiting to execute the work. So any questions specifically about the construction phase services? Councilman?
Okay, entertain a motion to approve the enclosed agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Kurt. Item 4.2 is deferment of residential sidewalks on the 2nd Avenue to Sage Hill Short Flat. I'd like to also get an opportunity to introduce Ann Hennings. She's our new community development director. I don't know if any of you, if you've all had a chance to meet her. If not, please introduce yourselves after the meeting tonight so she can get to know council. And Ann, take it away.
Thank you. Can you put up the top? Okay, I don't know how much background you'll need, so you'll have to tell me if I'm telling you too much or not giving you enough information. So we are reviewing a short plat, and it abuts 2nd Avenue, which is not fully improved, but they're only planning to build on this lot. The other one, as you can see, is zoned residential. And so they're just dividing it out to make it easier to develop their commercial project. The residential they have no plans for, it's for the future. And so they are asking to not have to build the sidewalk and the street improvements on that street at this time. And your code allows that. It went to the Planning Commission for a recommendation. Planning Commission recommended approval. You can attach a covenant, which is what staff and the Planning Commission both would recommend for those improvements in the future when either that lot's developed or there's development in that area. In the council agenda, there was a draft of a covenant, and city attorney has since looked at that and provided some feedback, so there is a little bit of actually just deletions from what was in there. That's kind of the overview. I guess I will ask if you had any questions.
Or comments?
No.
Okay.
The site plan, and then the C2 above it, is that just in, is it farm ground, or are they doing anything in there right now? Is there any?
I don't believe it's being farmed anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the old field.
Okay, I know. Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Council, any other questions? Okay, motion to approve the deferral?
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anne, thank you very much. Item 4.3 has to do with the Page Freezer contract. Enrico?
Good evening, everyone. As mentioned in the last council meeting, Page Freezer is just it's a program that was needed because of the state legislation law that that we need to fulfill. You know, I'm still in contact with the person. I read the contract. I mean, it seems fine to me, but I think Kelly has it in front of him. So I guess I'm here to see if we can get an approval, I guess.
Yeah, I think we went over this pretty well.
Yeah.
Yep. I entertain a motion to approve, unless there's some questions, of course.
No. Kelly reviewed it?
Yeah, I did review it. I mean, the council or the city has, you know, not a lot of latitude to change the terms of this agreement. I mean, it's a contract of adhesion, a boilerplate contract. The things that when I read it, and it's not to dissuade anybody from entering into it. It's just things to highlight to make sure, you know, it does have, you know, the things we're always concerned about are attorney's fees provisions because we want them. We want to have the correct jurisdictional provisions in there, and then anything else that stands out. So there is a jury trial waiver in this agreement. It still would go to court. It would just be a bench. If there's any dispute, which of course is slim to none, we know, it would not. You wouldn't have a. There would be no right to jury trial. It'd be a bench trial in front of a judge. And it does have any court in Washington could hear the dispute. So it's not restricted to Adams County. Can happen anywhere in the state of Washington. And the only other thing I saw was the agreement lasts for the subscription term, but I didn't, when I was looking through it, I didn't see where the subscription term was identified for, so basically how long, you know, the initial subscription is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't.
So it's a year subscription, but we have the option to get it 6 years out.
Okay.
So, and that way he says, from what he told me over the phone is that, that will stop the price from going up because it's tend to go up every single year. But if we price locked it for 6 years, we would pay that $9,000 fee per year for the next 6 years and not worry about it going up.
Okay, I see, and I didn't see this before. So it says here in the terms and conditions that it's a 3-year subscription term. So under the terms of the contract, it couldn't be canceled without cause during that 3-year. So. Just bring that, make sure everybody's on board with that. So if you're okay with the 3-year term and you're okay with those other provisions I pointed out, there's nothing that's out of the ordinary or anything that would, I think would, should cause the city concern.
Okay. Council, entertain a motion to authorize the mayor to sign this contract.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Brigo. And we're going to move to item 4.4, introduction and presentation of a possible grant writer. Tonight we have the pleasure of having with us Teddy Hardcastle Wallace. And during the process of looking as for a replacement for Travis as community development director, one of the applicants was Ms. Hardcastle Wallace. And very unique skill set, and one of the things that we've talked about is getting ourselves a grant writer. We had gone through some of that process before, but just didn't really get anywhere. And so tonight we have with us Teddy. And Teddy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor and the council for having me. I flew out here today from South Dakota, which is where I live. And I am a tribal member out there at the Standing Rock Tribe. And I spent my life working in Indian country, which is pretty much rural America, and decided that I wanted to take a look at the other side of the world. And so I have been strategically looking at areas that I would like to focus on working in rural non-Indian America is where I've actually chosen to live, and also apply for a job here with the Othello, City of Othello. I have an education. I have a master's degree in urban and regional planning from the University of Oregon from a long time ago. And I wrote my first successful grant in 1989 for the Department of Health and Human Services. So I've written dozens and dozens of grants over the years. And what it all amounts to is you go into a community and they need all kinds of things, and it all has to do with funds. And so I've been a consultant for many, many years, and I've always written the grants, developed the projects, managed the projects, and got it constructed. So if it's a road, we did a 99 home community with an 8-mile road. I've done bridges, I've done streets in Tacoma, and they're all based on grants that I've gotten. I've done park development, park revitalization. The last project that I was successful in getting was for the Kanawha Nation over by the coast, where they're right on the tsunami zone. I mean, it's so beautiful there, you'd hope nothing ever really bad would happen to them, but they are right in the tsunami zone. And so we just finished a master plan. It was a 3-year project. It was $1 million project that I got for them to develop the master plan and begin developing a packet for the congressional delegation, because it is about a $300 million relocation effort. So that was one of the last projects that I did with them. I also did another $1 million grant for them to do environmental planning on shoreline management, and all of the code development that needs to get done for any, you know, governmental entity. So I've done a lot of grant writing in a lot of different areas. And when these two kind gentlemen contacted me and said they had good news and bad news, I knew the bad news was I didn't get the job. But the good news was a possibility of working for the City of Othello to develop some grant projects. And one of the things we realized is that the city does not have a strategic plan, and it's something that it would be really helpful. It's also, a lot of funding agencies require, you know, plans for funding, but it would be good to focus in on what the city's goals are, the priorities are, in like a 3 to 5 year basis, something that's tangible, that we can actually get accomplished, that we can seek funding for immediately, develop partnerships with, those sorts of things. So so the other part of this, besides the grant writing, is a development of a strategic plan and going through that process with you all. I've done that for several tribal councils over the years. And it's kind of a fun process to go through. You do a retreat, get away from, you know, here, and, you know, go somewhere and go through a pretty engaging process. And it's lighthearted, and it's a fun thing to go through. But we accomplish a lot, and I'll draw out all of the information, document it all, bring it back to you, and there'll be a couple of sessions, you know, to go through on that process. But in the end, you'll come out with a document that will tell you what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, what it's going to cost, and what it's going to entail to do. And we were talking earlier today, one of the things that you can do with these plans is utilize them for lobbying efforts, say, with your local state legislature. Show them your plan. Say, this is what we need, you know. And also with your congressional delegation. So it's a good document to have, and it's it'll look nice and pretty and presentable, but also incredibly meaningful to the city. The other last thing I just have to say is that the other part of grant writing is grant administration and management, and that's the other part that I've got a lot of experience in doing. So that's the other thing that I can lend assistance with on, because there's a lot of work when it comes to managing these grants. And we did talk about the city's ability to take a percentage from these grants for administrative fees, and I don't know that the city's been if it has an indirect rate, a negotiated indirect rate with OMB or not, but you can do that and get a share of your of these grants that you're that you'll be receiving, and utilize those for administrative costs to oversee the grants. So just something to put out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Council, you have questions?
I just want to say that what you've prepared for us is very, very good, very professional.
Oh, thank you.
It gives us an opportunity to see what types of funds are available, which we could go after, and some of them I've never even considered or heard of. National Park Services, Fish and Wildlife, mm-hmm. You know, that's great. Go ahead, ask your question, Larry.
No,
Corey, go ahead.
One of the questions I have for the salary on this is $70,000 a year plus a $10,000 a year bonus. Mm-hmm. So for that pretty much $80,000 a year, is it something that's going to be an employee of the city of Othello, or are you just going to be a consultant and will be one of your clients?
Well, we talked about the employee part, and you came up with this idea to try out for a year to see how it worked. I couldn't find housing. I looked everywhere, and I know you must have to live here and have an inn to be able to find a house or something to rent, especially if you have animals. But I couldn't find anything that was up to what I thought were my standards. Like, there wasn't anything that I could find. So I talked to Wade about, you know, can we just try this, you know, and see how it works. I've never had to work at an entity to be able to be successful getting them grants and doing this whole process. So that's what I'd like to do, is try and see how it works out. And if it works out and you all feel really good about it in a year, we can do it for another year.
So, but you'll be working for other...
Nope. This would be exclusive. The only other thing that I told Wade that I have an obligation to, I have, I'm a chairperson for the Department of Health and Human Services. I review grants for them. So that's just 1 or 2 weeks a year. And it's usually in the summertime. I just got done doing one last week. So that's the only other thing, but I would be exclusive to the city.
Yeah, Corey, we thought it would be, after Teddy and I talked, the best thing to do would be for a trial period, since we haven't had a grant writer before. And we'd like to see them, what she could offer, what she could do. And and then if it worked out, usually worked out at the end of the year, we'd come back to council for a long-term employment contract. And maybe within a year she'll find some place to live here. And can be here. But
some houses built.
As you look at the contract terms, she would visit at least once a quarter, and then more is necessary, especially the first part of it. We talked about being here for a while before we get the flavor. We took the tour this afternoon and showed us some of the good things and some of the challenges for a fellow and some of the stuff she could help us with. And she's already got ideas flowing and wants to get going right quickly. So while this will cost the city some money, as was pointed out there, we think it's more of an investment in our future. We've been talking about this for a long time, and now we think we got the foundation in place to move forward with the grant funding for some of the stuff you guys have been dreaming about. So we think this will be a good way to go. And if it doesn't work out in a year, we'll say, okay, it was nice knowing you, and we'll go from there. But and the bonus will be tied to, Kelly and I were talking about this earlier, some measurable achievements you know, I just, okay, you did a good job, I know, measurable achievements in terms of amount of grants, number of grants, whatever, I'm not sure how that would look. So we're going to get, work with Kelly and then, of course, with Teddy to figure those out.
Yeah, and like she said, when you go to your legislative people, your representatives, if you don't have an idea of where the money could come from, they're not going to tell you. But if you go to them with a list, with an agenda, and say, look, these are the funds that are available in these areas. We have wrote grants for this funding here. Now we need your support to push these through to get us the money that we've requested.
Exactly.
But when you just go there and say, can you help me find some money? And they look at you like, well, have you looked? Do you have an idea where you could get it from? Seriously, that's kind of what we ran into when we were over there these last couple of years for these meetings was, you know, you need somebody to line out what's available and where you can go to find it. And believe it or not, these guys want to give you the money because they've created these programs. And if nobody's bothering to go in and get it, that money disappears. It gets pulled out and put to something else. And people lose their jobs because they're not giving it away.
Right.
Exactly.
Let me address one more thing that Teddy brought out that I want to emphasize how important it is, and that's the strategic planning piece. It's a big part of a whole package. I mean, you guys have all got ideas. We've all got ideas about where we want to see a fellow go, but you know, I think we're at a very good place to do this. Mm-hmm. The mayor's going to be running unopposed. You guys are running this year running unopposed, so we'll have the same people in place. And so you guys have been here long enough, all of you, to know what you want to do and represent your constituents very well. And so with Teddy's help, I mean, this is something I could probably do given I've done enough, but better to have somebody who does it a lot, who's done it a lot. And she can guide us through a very, like she said, a, sort of almost a pleasant process mm-hmm. where we have some fun with it. But at the end of the day, at the end of this process, we will have a vision for Othello that you guys have all bought into. And agree
that we created.
And you
basically, created. The ideas that we have that we would like to see this
exactly.
city become.
And so what it would look like is you'd have a vision for Othello for the next 5, 10, 20 years, whatever, and then a strategic plan that tells you how to get to that vision, and then goals and objectives under that, and then steps and measurable objectives under that. So she said it's sort of a fun process. It'll be a formal process that she'll help us put those in writing. And I've done this more than once. My previous life, but it's something Sean and I have been talking about for a while. I'd really like to see the city do, and it's a great time to do it. So anyway, I just wanted to add that to what Teddy can offer us.
And just piggyback on that, then the next step is, Teddy, here's our top 10, help us fund it. Because as she said earlier in her discussion, we need resources, we need money, and we got more ideas than money right now. And so what we have before us is an opportunity of an extremely experienced and qualified grant writer who, in our interview, you know, one of the things is, why Othello? You know, why would you, you know, from South Dakota to Othello, how does that one work? And Teddy said, well, I just want to make a difference somewhere. I want to work, you know, probably another 8 years. And I want to, you know, in 8 years' time, who knows how many millions of dollars Teddy could bring into the city of Othello and help us accomplish all these things in our strategic plan, or at least, you know, a good share of the list. And maybe finally we'll get a splash park and a, you know, and some of this other stuff that I keep half joking, but I'm also half serious about. We all want Othello to be, I mean, Othello is a nice place, but what we're running into as we're growing is we're finding out that not everybody wants to live in Othello. And part of the reason is there has to be a reason and an element of a some kind of attraction or purpose to come here. And those are some things we have. We have a number of those things, but we need to expand on what those things are if you're going to begin to grow as a community and maybe that means a large developed park that has all kinds of different amenities and elements. Maybe that means a community center. Maybe that means some additional economic development that, you know, upgrades and our shopping capabilities. And so these are all things that we'll discuss in a strategic planning session. And so I just, you know, is anybody right now, does anybody have any questions or any thoughts that they want to add to that?
No, basically this is informational.
Right.
And if you're moving forward in pursuit of this, you're putting together a deal, and then you'll bring the deal back to the council and we'll vote on it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're looking for approval in any way, I'm gung-ho for this. I think it's very key that we need to do this. And I've been talking about a, you know, strategic plan for this since I got on council, and I'd like to see it. And we need to open it up to the public. The public needs to be involved. We've had people come to the city council saying that they wanted a community center and they wanted to do this with CBHA admin office and everything after it's gone and vacated, and, you know, but they don't know how they're going to put it together. They have no clue. They've got great ideas, but my question to them, how are you going to fund it? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And this is a way of doing those kinds of things. Coming up with a strategic plan and having someone like her finding the money to do it. And it's out there.
So the big thing is how are you going to pay for it? I mean, it's another guaranteed $70,000 a year. Everybody wants to hire an engineer. That's another $100,000 a year. You know, we hired two public works employees this year. That's $140,000 a year. You know, there's only so much money there. And a grant writer is great, but you got to have the money to pay for it. But and I understand
when you say there's only so much money there, hiring a city engineer is going to cut costs for us, because we already contract engineering with a contracted engineering firm, and the more we can do on our own for the salary that we pay for, the less we have to pay them.
That's okay for itself and bring more money in.
Yeah. So she writes one grant and gets us $5 million to do something. That $70,000 investment that we made in her to write grants for us are...
But if there's that $5 million grant, there's no guarantee on grants. But there is a guarantee of $70,000 that's going out.
You've got to be willing to gamble a little bit, Corey.
I feel that... I guess when you're talking, I say to myself, why in the hell haven't we done this 10 years ago?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as the $70,000 or $80,000, it's a flip of the coin. We got 1 year, but like John said, she picks up one grant, and that $80,000 is taken care of. And she picks up more. Because we can't do anything without money.
Yeah.
Right. And she's going to go out, I feel she's going to go out there and get it for us.
I don't want you to get me wrong. I think it's a great idea. I do. But I also don't want to see our budget get cut.
No, we're not going to cut budget.
I don't want to see our budget get cut down to write
one thing
online.
No, one thing that we may need to do is discuss it with Spencer. And let's give Wade and Sean an opportunity to work to see what they can put together, because this is very preliminary right now. They're just trying to get a idea of how we feel.
Right, and sounds like the funds are going to be coming from multiple sources. Depending on, is it going to be dependent on what types of?
So if she's writing a grant, let's say replace our sewer lines, whatever. That's just throwing that out there. It would come out of the sewer fund. If we're to work on our water system that we're trying to get, it would come out of our water fund. And some of that. And then, like Teddy said, there's admin costs that many times come with grants, and we have to explore in Washington State what some of those limitations are and what the allowable amount is. We haven't explored that yet. So what we ask for council tonight is permission to proceed with developing a contract to bring before you next council meeting for approval with those terms in it, and with Corey, you know, to get with Spencer, have him give us a briefing on the money piece of it, how that would work, and what we can afford, what we can't afford. As far as hiring a city engineer, by the way, we're interviewing next week the person that we think may work for us, so I'll let you know how that turns out. So again, it's the best, what somebody said, that'll save us money. Yes, we did the math based on the plan reviews, other inspections, other things that we could pull back from Varela and let them do other stuff for us. We would probably save money that way and have to pay for it.
I just want to ask the council, I mean, you see the preliminary terms. Of course, those will be reduced to writing. And Kelly, I assume you're going to put together a contract for us?
Yes. I'll work with Wade to put together a contract, and then Teddy to, of course, review. And then once we have something together, we can bring it to council for council's review. And, of course, work with Spencer to talk about where the funds are going to come from for the salary. Mm-hmm.
And I guess I want to encourage the council, if you have more questions about this, Wade can talk to you about it. He can, you know, give you more insight. But, you know, based on this preliminary, you know, at least the numbers part of it is pretty well known. I'm just asking the council, do you want us to go ahead? I'm just looking for a consensus. Do you want to go ahead with something like this? Do you think that that is in the best interest long term of the city?
Yes. I think your preparation for this, the whole thing has been really good to get us information at this point. And then you're going to put together your presentation, and then you'll bring it back to us for approval. I think it's been very good, John.
So we need to move ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree to move ahead, and I like that idea. I would like to see a comparison pay-wise, though, before we dive in. A comparison pay-wise, either whether you send that over, you know, what the, because I have no idea if an average pay is what she's spot on, or if she's, you know, really low for the first year, or really high, or, you know, I don't know. So I would like to know that also. But no, I think it's a great idea. I'm in favor of it. I just want to make sure that we're protecting the citizens also financially and stuff. Mm-hmm. That we're going into it, you know, in a fair comparison way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Teddy, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. I wanted to address some of your concerns because I understand what you're, you know, what you're thinking. And we talked about doing like a lower base for my pay, and then taking a percentage of the total of the grant up to, say, $100,000. But in my entire career, I've never done that, largely because when you do that to a community, you're taking money from the coffers that you're talking about now, because those grant projects will be done and over with when the project's done. And so the city would be using its own funds to pay an enormous amount to me. In my mind, it's unfair. I just would never feel comfortable doing that. I never have done it. But it also leaves the city in a vulnerable financial place, because, my Lord, what if we got a whole bunch of grants, you know, in a time period of 2 years, and you couldn't make the obligation of paying the 2%? It makes no sense to me. So I understand your concern, and that end of it, to do it in a manner like that would be more detrimental, I think, for any community. The other part of this is we're really looking at the city's ability to take administrative funds from each one of these grants. That would help recoup costs for administering them. So there is a element, it's referred to as the indirect rate cost agreement. It's an agreement that the city would negotiate with OMB, federal OMB, on is based on what your costs are to administer all of your programs, including the consultants that are part of administering anything. Then they negotiate with you, it's usually your finance officer and your head of the city, they negotiate with you a percentage of what you get to take out of every single federal grant that you apply for and receive. Those can be anywhere, I've seen them anywhere from 7% to up to 37% of each grant. So those are funds that you'll be able to recoup for some of these costs when you get these grants. And that's a reassurance, I think, to help with all this, because I understand, you know, it is coming from your coffers, but it is going to what the city needs and, you know, hopefully move the city forward in a really positive manner, you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, council, we'll get together and put together a contract, and we'll present it to you at the August workshop. Some of these grants that she pointed out in this is, I want to thank you, John, for your kind words about us putting this together, but it was really Teddy.
Yeah.
She's the one to put all this information together.
I figured that.
And, yeah, we're all learning a few things, but when you have an experienced grant writer from over 28 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm an old lady.
Ha! Okay, all right. We're okay, not going to go there.
One of the things that, yeah, you're right. Some of these, a couple of these grant opportunities are happening in August and September. So I tried to take out some of the dates. I don't know, I might have left a couple of them in there because I didn't want to get your hopes up and then the contract not get approved quickly and we missed the dates. But it's grant season, so.
There's a lot of clean energy grants on the table right now from Washington State. There's the Department of Commerce is sending me emails all the time about, you know, this is expiring. We need to find people that are willing to, you know, to do this. And I'm serious. There's money out there, and nobody's applying for it, so people aren't getting it. And it's getting taken away, and people are losing jobs in the state employment because their programs aren't being used. So they're I just got one the other day on solid waste. Grant monies that are available for solid waste, and you know, three different Department of Ecology people sent them to me. So there's stuff out there, and you start putting, you know, four or five of those together, and you could get a recycling program going in the town of Othello. Something that we haven't had, and we don't want to charge to the people of the city, but there's funding for it.
That's good. So, Teddy, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to working with all of you, and I'm going to be around for the next couple of days, so probably hanging out over with him. And so,
if any of you would like to have a meeting with Teddy, why don't you work that through Wade?
Yeah, I was going to say that fact that it's just what Teddy said. So if you guys want to meet with her one-on-one and like Sean and I have done, and really flesh out some of the stuff she's talked about, I highly recommend you do that. If you have the time, you guys are busy, but if you get, you know, 30 minutes or half an hour, 40, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, just give us a call and we'll set it up and you guys sit down and talk to her.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Great. All right. So we'll move to item 5, unfinished business, or any unfinished business tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark. CBHA, their main entrance is not paved. Why aren't we making them pave that?
News to me.
On what would be Columbia Street.
Right.
Right now, all we have is a 20-foot wide graveled fire lane. And I thought that was supposed to be their main entrance there.
on the lower end, on the south end.
Yeah.
Which would be Columbia Street.
Yeah. We heard a rumor about that the other day, that they weren't going to complete that road, but that was part of the condition.
I asked Kurt.
Yeah.
About it. And he wasn't sure why that wasn't being done.
But I'm almost positive that was a condition of the plat.
We had a meeting a long time ago with CBHA, and that was part of the plan. I thought, let me get back into it.
Yeah, he was thinking of I don't know who all was there, but they had there was a meeting with Travis when he was still here, and supposedly that they wanted, the city wanted them to do it to the end of their property, but they just wanted to do it just past the entrance. And
to their entrance from Columbia.
Right, just past their entrance, so there'd, you know, be some there.
That was the plan. I hesitate to say anything because I want to double check and go back and look at notes and stuff to see what was agreed upon. But that's my memory, but let me double check and see what's going on. Okay.
Anything else? Nope. Anybody else? Unfinished. New business. There's no city council meeting. It's the 5th Monday, next Monday, the 31st. So the following Monday after that in 2 weeks is August 7th. And we're going to have a TBD. According to our bylaws, that's when we have our meeting, is in August. So we'll have a meeting at 6:15. I know some of the things that Spencer wanted to talk about was whether we wanted to dissolve the TVD and just have those revenues come in as part of the city budget accounted for separately, or whether we wanted to continue on with the TVD. So those are some things that between now and over the next several weeks you might I know he's given us information in the past, you know, pros and cons that way, and I know he's discussed that with the Finance Committee. So if you have any questions about that, I know that's one of the areas of discussion. And so that'll be, so we're going to meet 15 minutes early for the TBD.
It's at 6:15 on the 7th, so it'll be right before the council meeting.
Item 7, council is going to receive the department head reports, 7.1 and 7.2, the planning commission minutes. Having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn our meeting tonight, 7:18 p.m.